Stay tuned, my dad and the generations is next.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members at Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School in Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Are you looking for the ideal Western family vacation? You need to check out Latigo Ranches at latigotrails.com. Enjoy a 100-mile panoramic view of the Continental Divide, 3 miles from the nearest neighbor. Latigo Ranch is secluded, scenic, and intimate, the perfect size to create a sense of family coming home. Enjoy a vacation of mountains, fishing, trails, horses, and great country cooking. Whether it's a family reunion or a once-in-a-lifetime Western vacation for your family, Latigo Ranches is where you want to be. LatigoTrails.com or call 1-800-227-9655. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the fight of our lives for faith, family, and freedom. My name is Kevin Swanson, father of five, Mike's side today, and we are reporting from the front lines of the War of the World Views. Good to have you tuned in with us today. And Dave Buhner, my producer, just showed up, and he said, hey, it's the most depressing day of the year. That according to a British psychologist. Yes, today, January 24th, is the most depressing day of the year. And, you know, it's a funny thing because I was thinking that this is the day the Lord has made. We were going to rejoice and be glad in it. That was what I was going with. But anyway, we're just going to go ahead and rejoice today, and we'll be fine, and you'll rejoice, and you'll be fine, and we'll just ignore what British psychologists say. Does that sound like a deal? Okay. Now, today, we're going to talk about the value of human life. Why? Because today's paper, a Catholic church is in trouble in Boulder. Why? Because they have been burying the ashes of aborted fetuses for years. In fact, 5,500 babies have been given a proper burial in Boulder. Now, Warren Hearn, who many of you already know, is the abortionist, some call him the butcher from Boulder, is really upset because this was his tissue. Yeah, that's the word he used, tissue. And by the way, folks, if you're going to murder human life as they did in Rwanda and as they've done in bloody pogroms all over the world, if you're going to be doing this sort of thing, you've got to devalue human life by not calling it a baby, not calling it a human being or a person or a life form or anything even close. You've just got to call it, well, tissue. Yesterday's paper as well, today's paper was the aborted fetuses article. Yesterday's Rocky Mountain News headlines, front page of Sunday paper, elderly abuse is rising statewide. Apparently, elderly abuse is up 12%. There were 5,000 cases reported last year of neglected, exploited, or abused elderly people. Okay, now, I want to ask the question, does anybody see a connection here? Our doctors are killing them on one end, and there's this elderly abuse going on the other end. Does anybody see a connection? Well, today we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the worldview of death and the value of human life. That's today on Generations. We talk about the issues that matter most on this program to moms and dads and everybody else right here on Generations. Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you.
He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303.
Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that isn't cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average in the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school student. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159? Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, three cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with the first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at KevinSwanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at KevinSwanson.com or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852.
The reason I bring my family to Reformation Church is because of the strong preaching of the Word. Every week is and has been very insightful into the depths and riches of God's Word. I'm actually challenged again to grow deeper in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Reformation is also a body of believers who are warm, loving, and committed to the truth and to one another. It's a unique body of people who are very willing to stand up for their convictions. A group where the men of the congregation are actually leading their families, not perfectly, but truly are giving their best efforts to be true to what God has called them to as men. The elders are loving and care about the people and show their love in many ways.
Thanks, Tim. Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School on Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays, building strong families, a close community, and a generational reformation. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Hi, folks. Kevin Swanson back with you with Generations. And ladies and gentlemen, this program is expanding into new radio markets. We'd like to welcome a new network affiliate, KLT, today. Welcome, Denver, Greeley, Fort Collins, Lyman, Ray, Loveland, Cheyenne, Northern Colorado. We welcome you today to Generations. I am sure you're going to enjoy today's program. Today, we're going to talk about the subject of human life. Why is human life valuable? Now, some people say it's because there's a heartbeat and because the fetus feels pain. Now, most people today will acknowledge that the child is a living being. But unfortunately, the criteria for personhood is whether a parent wants and loves that child or not. Now, I would argue that regardless of whether the child is loved, the child is still a person. Just the fact that somebody is loved or unloved does not determine its personhood. But the problem is that in the day in which we live, those who will remove human life, whether it be in Holland, where they are killing healthy adults, or in America, where abortion is legal, they will say, who cares? I just think it's okay to kill, to remove a human life that is inconvenient or that gets in your way. That's the way people think today. You see, the real problem with abortion is not the fact that science has proven that the fetus feels pain or that there's a heartbeat or anything else, but it's the fact that we have abandoned the transcendent absolute law of God, because it's God's law that says, thou shalt not murder. We have abandoned God's law as the absolute standard of right and wrong, and we have abandoned it in the legislatures, the schools, the minds of people, and I'm going to say, even in the seminaries and churches of this land. I'm not sure about you, but I don't hear the term God's law very much. You rarely hear it on the radio, in the media. You don't hear it in church very much. God's law is the standard. You don't see it on the school walls. But once you cut away the tethers of God's law as the absolute standard for ethics, you know what happens? You start floating in the endless space of pragmatism and utilitarianism, whatever seems good at the time.
Now, modern law runs according to the concept of utilitarian ethics. Let me take a moment and explain this. It's not a complicated concept at all. Modern law runs according to utilitarian ethics, which says you do that which produces good in the long run. Now, there are really two problems with that theory of ethics, and that is, first, we have no idea what good is, and secondly, there is no way we can figure out what will produce good in the long run. So it's a completely worthless system of ethics, but that's the system of ethics that people want to use. Now, why should we respect life? Why should we stay away from killing babies or killing Jews, as the Nazis did in Germany many years ago? Here it is. The reason why we should abstain from this sort of thing is because there is a transcendent God who exists, and he created us, and he said, "Thou shalt not murder." Without that standard, we have been cut loose in a world of random chance and zero absolutes. There's no other basis for ethics. So why should we respect our parents, honor the elderly, and stop abusing them? Well, because God says, "Thou shalt not murder," and God said, "Honor your father and mother." Now, you start taking that off the walls of your schoolrooms or your living rooms in Colorado, and what are you going to have? You're going to have people killing their young and abusing the elderly. All right, I want to address the question even deeper. With these 5,500 babies willfully cut to pieces and burned to an acid at the hands of doctors in the state of Colorado, they've been buried in a Boulder cemetery. Okay, what's the real problem here? Why are parents not valuing their children? Why are children not loving their parents? That's the problem, right? Evidently, there's the abuse of elderly and there's the murder of little tiny children. Why are children not loved? Why are the elderly not respected and honored and loved? Well, I'll tell you what. It ultimately comes down to this. Because people do not love God in Colorado. That's just the simple conclusion to the matter. We don't have enough people in Colorado, in the Colorado legislature, in Colorado families, we don't have enough people loving God here. James 3 tells us, "With the same mouth we bless God and we curse men, which are made in the image of God." And James says, this is ridiculous. Why the contradiction? Well, if people love God, they would not despise his image and grind up his image down the trash disposals in abortion clinics here in Colorado. These babies are God's handiwork. According to Psalm 139, God has knitted these babies together in the wombs of their mothers. Let's say I walked into Van Gogh's studio 80, 90 years ago, and I just started ripping up Van Gogh's paintings. How do you think Van Gogh would feel about that? I don't think he'd be very happy. But what if you walk into God's studio, and you start ripping up God's marvelous handiwork, that is, these little children that he's been knitting together in their mother's wombs? How do you think God would feel about that? More than that, see, God's not Van Gogh. God made these children in his image. He's going to take that personally. Real personally. I want to leave you with one more verse in this segment. This is the famous Shema. The Jews call it the Shema. It comes from Deuteronomy 6:5. Let me read that for you. "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up." Folks, there are not enough parents in Colorado loving God. Because if there were, we would not have families killing their children. And we, you know what? If there were parents loving God in Colorado, there would be more families in Colorado teaching their children God's word as they sit in their house, as they walk by the way, as they lie down, as they study history, geography, English, science, whatever. Whatever they're doing, they would integrate God's word into their children's lives. And that's exactly what Deuteronomy 6:5 says. That if you're going to love God, then do this. Then you better start teaching your children God's word and just integrate it into their entire life. I don't believe there are enough Colorado families loving God, and that's our goal. On this program, our goal is to get more Colorado parents loving God. Of course, we don't want them killing their babies. We want more than that. We want them to raise their children with the ever-present reality of God's presence and God's Word, God's relevance in their lives, and of course, God's salvation. That's what we want. That's why we're airing this program all over Colorado and parts of Wyoming. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up, Reasons for Hope. Yes, the value of life is coming back. Christians are more intolerant than ever. We're going to talk about that in just a moment right here on Generations. Dave Buhner is joining me. Stay tuned. This is Generations. We'll be back in a moment. Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that isn't cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school student. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159? Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, three cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with the first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at kevinswanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at kevinswanson.com. Or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852.
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles. Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a five-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp at reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp at reformationchurch.com.
It's the most depressing day of the year. A British psychologist tells us that, but God says this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That's exactly what we're doing today. This is Kevin Swanson. It's good to have you tune in with us. Today it's the value of human life, and that's the discussion point. I'm going to bring Dave Buhner, our producer, in on this discussion now as we talk about this issue on the 32nd anniversary of Roe v. Wade. 45 million babies have met the knife of the abortionist since 1973. And today we're talking about this issue. And it's not just the unborn, ladies and gentlemen, it's the elderly. They are being abused in Colorado, up 12% from the last year. Are the trends rising, Dave? What do you think? Is this a bad thing?
Well, of course it's a bad thing, but there's also hope on the horizon. We saw a great outpouring of people. Picture a parade of pro-lifers in San Francisco. It had to be 15,000 people at Sodom by the Sea there, standing up for righteousness.
And there were several thousand of us down in Denver talking about the value of life on the west steps of the Capitol on Saturday. So, yeah, I mean, there are good people are out there, but is it coming back? Are we on the rise?
Well, it's on the rise because we don't need a majority. The kingdom of God doesn't rise and fall in majorities. We got that idea because we think in a democracy, it's the majority that's going to rule. But we serve the king who rules anyway.
And I think the point is that after 32 years, we're still there. We're still coming back. And our children were there. There are lots and lots of families. Lots of homeschool families were down at the Capitol. And we're coming back, and our children will be there in 50 years, if that's what it takes, or 100 years, our grandchildren will be there. We're not giving up, are we?
No, of course we're not going to give up. We've read the end of the book. We know who wins.
That's right. That's right. And a recent news story. You want to bring up this news story. Christians are more intolerant than ever.
Yeah, isn't this exciting?
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's good news.
Reuters just came out Saturday with a survey that said churchgoers are more intolerant than they were 10 years ago.
Coming back.
This is great news. We don't acquiesce to things like abortion. We don't acquiesce to the homosexuals. Why, we actually have principles.
Well, they call us intolerant. Now, let's talk about the word intolerant for a moment, because, you know, when you begin to put God's law up on your school walls, I realize it's come down. The thou shalt not murder bit is off school walls.
It's on my school wall.
But it's on your school wall. It's on my wall as well. The rules, God's rules, they're still in stone, and they're still on my walls. But when you put those things on stone, and when you say, you know what, thou shalt not murder, you're kind of going to be intolerant against, you know, the people that want to murder.
And, you know, this week is no name-calling week, so you don't want to call them murderers.
Oh, I just called some names. Intolerance is something that some were doing during the Hitler's regime. You know, when millions of Jews were being slaughtered, there were intolerant people back then. Thank God.
Yes. You know, an interesting thing about the English language is the opposite of intolerance isn't tolerance. The opposite of intolerance is apathy.
That's right. You're not doing anything about it. That's ultimately what they're trying to get us to do. And when they call Christians intolerant, they're trying to shame us into a passivity. I guess the strategy now is, how do we get Christians to be more active? How do we get them to be more intolerant? Let's talk about methods. How do we train our children into being good Christians that are going to be intolerant?
Well, the book of Proverbs tells us that all knowledge and all wisdom starts with the fear of the Lord. And I think that's where we start with our children. We start with the fear of the Lord. Once we fear the Lord, everything else will start falling into place.
And it's not just our families, Dave. It's our churches, too. We have got to get the churches in Colorado, in Wyoming, in the places that we're talking to right now. We've got to hear pastors talking about the intolerance of God's law. They've got to be talking to the issue. I think a lot of times they want to just say, hey, Jesus loves you, Jesus loves you. That's basically the essence of the sermon. But you got to bring in the standard. That's the standard of God's law. If we're going to be loving God, we've got to be doing what He commands. And that means a standard. That means a little intolerance with evil and with wickedness in the society around us. We want churches like that, don't we?
Yeah, we need churches that teach that Jesus is the rock that stumbles people, that He does trip them up, that He is the man who went into the temple and turned over the tables, that He's the king that comes back with fire in His eyes and a sword in His mouth, and He's coming to judge the nations.
And let's bring it back to our families one last time. Our children sometimes, I think, do struggle with the value of human life. And we've got to train them that sometimes we bless God during Bible time, and then just about 10 minutes later, you hear somebody cursing man who's made in the image of God, or at least saying something not so kind to a brother or sister in the home. We've got to train our children in this. How do we train them in terms of valuing the lives of their brothers and sisters? Of course, they've got to fear God, but they've got to be kind as well.
Well, absolutely. And that's part of where parenting, the nurture and admonition of the Lord, the sharpening of the arrows comes in. Children are born wicked. You have to correct them. You have to admonish them. You also have to nurture them. You also have to come up beside them and say, you know what, your father has problems sometimes with this sin, and let's work on it together.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to close this program with a recommendation for you. Obviously, this nation has lost a sense of absolutes. The worldview that now controls our schools, our media, our legislatures, ultimately they're destroying the nation because they're abandoning the absolutes of God's law. That's why I want to recommend to you today my book, The Second Mayflower, How God's Law Will Restore Our Liberties. I wrote this book because there's a lot of negative stuff. There's a lot of bad things happening in our country. We've lost our moorings in this country, and yet we can get them back. I believe there is a Second Mayflower, a movement of men and women rising right now in the homes and the churches across this land that represents a movement back to God, to family, and to freedom. This movement is growing, and you got to get a copy of my book if you don't have it. I want to encourage you to get a hold of it by contacting Check at 877-842-CHEC. That's 877-842-CHECK, or checkbooks.com on the web, CHECbooks.com. You can interact with this program by emailing kevin@check.org. This is Kevin Swanson, and please join us again next time as we establish a vision for the next generation.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in. And that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home, call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Driver education and training gets an F, says the Good Housekeeping magazine in March 2003. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety reports driver education and training could increase the chances of a fatal crash with your teenager. Why is this? What's going wrong here? Why are parents not paying attention to these vital statistics? The problem is not within the teenager, but within the training process. If you separate the classroom from the practical, you are setting yourself and your teenager up for failure. University studies have proven that the National Driver Training Institute program works and will drastically reduce the chance of teenage crashes and fatalities. National Driver Training Institute's program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is a Colorado-approved graduated driver licensing program that will work for you and your family. Call the National Drivers Training Institute and give your new teen driver education and the training they deserve. The program costs start at $155, and it's recognized by every insurance company in Colorado. Call 266-4700 in the Springs. Outside the Springs, call 1-800-942-2050. Or go online, nationaldrivertraining.com.
Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2-OTHERS or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org.